Okay.
Let us begin.
Okay, let's see the Gemara first. Okay? Let's see the Gemara first, so we got to start the Tesis. There's a few Yidushim that I wanted to mention. Yossi was asked in Seder and Eitan, but I want to go right through the Gemara with the Tesis. Maybe later in the week we'll mention the points. Okay. Says the Gemara like this. Amr of Chisto, Amr of Yainis, Minayel, Shinu Yishu Kone. How do we know Shinu is Kone? Shinem Rav Eshim Sekzeil. Ma Tamal Omer Shir Gozal. Im Kain Shir Gozal Yaxer. If it's exactly what he stole it, you return it. Im Lav Domim Baal Maboy Lishlumi. You have to pay money. So Gemara asks, Haya Shir Gozal Mi Boye. Im Ute Gezal Oviv Shinem Mosif Koymish Al Gezal Oviv. But that pasuk's already used up, that if your father stole, and he took a shvu, he didn't steal, you have to pay a chomish, but he died. So the son is yorish the kark, and he doesn't have to what? He doesn't have to pay the extra 50. He's got to pay the keren, so it's already used up. In Kain, nechta rachman of eshev is exelo. Why did it say, asher gozel lamali? Should have said exelo. Lamali lemit, asher gozel lamali lemit. The shvami nitarte, we learn out both halachas. Number one, that shinui is kind of. Number two, this halacha that if you lie about what? Your father's what? Your father's din. The halacha is you pay what? You pay a chomish. So let's quickly mention. Okay? I wanted you to see them in Cheschinuch and the Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchos Gzeila Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel that we're talking about a case where the father did not swear falsely. The son swore falsely on what his father was chayav to pay, because of his father's thievery. And that's how the Rambam codifies this din. So please get it. The father didn't take the shvua, the son took a shvua that his father had stolen. The son took a shvua, rather, lied on that which his father was chayav to pay. That's how the Rambam codifies this din. Okay? And the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah's Kuf Chav Tes, Osir Beis, it's slam dunk wrong. Because what's the pashut shot? That the father took a shvua, lied falsely, then died, and then what's the din? And then the din is that what? The son does not have to what? The son does not have to pay the extra 50, he only has to pay the keren. But if the son took the shvu, obviously you don't need a pasuk, because the chiyuv ben is because the karka that the son was yoresh, you never take a shvu on shibud karkos. Ain't nishpon on shibud karkos. So the Minchas Chinuch says the case that the Rambam formulates would be a dumber portion, that the son wouldn't have to what? The son wouldn't have to pay a fifth, because you wouldn't even have to take a shvua. You'd never take a shvua on shibud karkos. The son was yorish the property from the father. So therefore, it's a very difficult Rambam. That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. So I wanted you to get that dick. Okay? Why did you get that halacha? Fine. Vital. Let's go. Ikad Amri. Others have another version. Okay? Ikad Amri. Others have another version. What's the other version? Okay? And this is what I wanted you to see here. There's a girsa here. Do we have the Ikadamri Amr of Yisra? Yes. The Ikadamri, let's go. Ikadamri Amr of Chisra, Amr of Yainasun, Minayan Lashinui, Shein O'Connor. The Rabbeinu Hananel is a girsa Shinui Hashem. So get that down. Because the Pashto says we're talking about Shinui Mice. Rabbeinu Hananel writes the girsa Ikadamri Amr of Chisra, Yainasun, Minayan Lashinui, Shein Okon. Our Gersh is a Shinui in general, which is probably Shinui Mice. Other version is, the Ikanamar of Chisra, Yonis, and Nile, Shinui, Shein Okon, Shinem of Eshim, Zakzela, Mikol Makom. What does that mean? Return the stolen object at Kiva, what? No matter what state it's in, right? Meaning, even if there's a Shinui, you're not Konin. Second version, please, let's get it. Vaksiva Shir Gazel, but it says a Shir Gazel. That which you stole, on your own thievery, if you swear falsely, you must chayav your fire on the fifth. But you don't have to add a fifth on his thievery or your father. Fine. So there are two versions we find. Rav Chisra Shimon Yonasan, whether Shinui is kona or Shinui is not kona. Fine. Next thing. Amarula. Please don't read Pesach. Pesach. Lame. Doesn't mean Pesach. That's a chayla. You're not allowed to call Yisrael. When Hashem was upset at call Yisrael, the Navi Malachi says they were bringing korbanos that were lame and stolen and sick. Shemar Veisim is a gozel. Said Pesach, that's a chayla. Gozel, do me the Pesach. Ma Pisach Leis Leis Takonta Klau. Just like there's no remedy for Pisach, I puzzle Leis Leis Takonta. Lo Shno Lefeyush, Lo Shno Acher Yehush. No matter what, the din is, once it's stolen, you're finished. What do you see from here? Yehush is not Kona. Oh, look inside. Rava Amar Mihacha. Rava agrees that Yehush is not Kona, but he has a different marker. Rava Amar Mihacha, Karbonov Lo Gozel. What's the drasha? We had this on Samach Hayim Abbas. On Samach Vavim Abbas. What's the drasha? Let's go. Amos, Elam Lithne Yehush, Pshita, Lamali Kroh. This before Yehush, obviously, can't bring the korban. Heck, this is not Chal. Right? El Alav, it must be Lachar Yehush. Vishmamina Yehush Lo Koni. It's after Yehush, but still he's not Kona. He cannot bring the korban that he stole. Vishmamina El Alav Lachar Yehush, Vishmamina Yehush Lo Koni. Shmamina. So you see that Robert says Yehush is not Kona. He also agrees that Yehush is not Kona. What's the Havamina here? What do we say the Havamina was in this Gemara? That Yehush is Acher, Shmamina Yehush is Lo Koni. What's the din? He was Makdashit when? Who was Makdashit? Like we've learned that some of it. The Gadif was Makdashit, right? So you say the whole Shtickel Torah, that Yehush and Shinu Rishus is what? Comes together for it to be Chav, right? We said that at Tamach Vav on the base. So you see the Rebbe also has Yeshu Lokan and Gemara Dingzatz. Gemara slugs it up. Rebbe Udamer Gezel Korbin the Chavi. Rebbe was the one who touched that price Avi and said what? That your friend, the original guy had been Makdashin and you stole it. So that doesn't demonstrate Yehush at all. What did Rashi say? Someone tell me outside. At Tamach Vav on the base. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say at Tamach Vav on the base? Lafida Maskana. That what? According to Rava, either it was before Yehush, so it shows nothing about Yehush, so it was no Yehush. You stole the korban of your friend. Or what, Josh?
You stole
Hedesh. Or it was what? Or it was after Yehush, but doesn't make a difference, because why? Once Hektish gets it, what's the din? They get it's Hektish's. So therefore what? It's after Yehush. It's not Conan. Because why? Korban is not Nigzah. So you can't offer his own korban, it's Hektish's automatically. So it demonstrates nothing. The Gemara says, how can you prove that Gemara that Rava holds Yehush not Kona? Rava already said it. You stole it already. It was Makdashed already. So Gemara gives two answers. Let's get it. Eboy Yisema Hadar Bey. He was Chozerbo from what? I think he was Chozerbo from saying Korban Nechavre. He was Chozerbo from that. And what's the other answer? Eboy Yisema Chadme Nayu Rav Papa Amra. What does that mean? That Rav Papa was a Talmud of Rava, and he said it over. We thought it was Rava, really it was Rav Papa. Rava really never said Karban Chayav. It was Rav Papa the one who was saying it. It was Rav Papa the one that was saying it. So those are the two answers to the Gemara. So therefore, according to the Moshkana of the Gemara, we have no Raya that Rava holds what? Yehush alone is not Kona. We only have a Raya that what? Ula holds what? Yehush alone is Eino Kona. We got it? That's the shot in the Gemara. Okay, fine. Let's go right to the Tosis, okay? Eitan, let's go. Okay, right to the Tosis. Let's see it inside. Okay, there's a lot we have to see. Okay, I want to get everything clear. I want to get towards the bottom of this oven. Okay, and then if we have time, we can say over the R's that we wanted to say in the beginning or not. We'll say tomorrow. Let's go, or later in the week. Go ahead, Eitan. Let's go. Stop. What must you analyze in that line? Let's go. Everyone, look inside. What does this mean? What's wrong with this line of Tosos? Why does it say mashma? It's beferish. What is mashma? What does the word mashma mean? You go to the whole lot. Imply. Excellent, Pinchas. Isn't it muchach? Did the Gemara say black on white? Ula says eno yo, eno meish? Let's learn up a Tosos. Okay? Right, Akiva? What do you mean mashma? It's muchach. What's your answer to that? No, you tell me. What do you want to say? Eitan, what do you say? You thought that would be the easiest line of the Tosis, no? What's the shot?
Maybe the Gemara was just suggesting.
Because he didn't say it to Pharish. What did he say? Minayin. He just said, Minayin la what? Minayin la Yehush. He didn't say it to Pharish. He wanted to know. He just said, Minayin la Yehush. Could very well be he's explaining according to an opinion. How do you know that's his own personal opinion? Right? Maybe he was just explaining. Maybe he himself didn't hold like it. Didn't say himself. Right? But since it didn't say it by Atzmo the Kani, since we don't find anywhere in Shas that he himself said, Ulu himself said Kani, it's mockery that he would agree that what? That Yehush is not Kani. You follow what I'm saying, Yosef Chaim? Why didn't Tosa say Mucha? Because Ula is just explaining a mucker. Maybe he's trying to say, according to the sheep out there that says Yehusha alone is not Kona, here's the mucker. But how do you know he himself holds on that? Well, we don't find anywhere else that he wrote the favorite Yehusha's Kona, so Mustama, he'll agree with the mucker that he's giving. That's why Tosfos says Mashma. You follow me? That's the pshat. Okay? Excellent. You got to ask yourself when he says Mashma Mucha. I would have said Mucha. That's what Tosfos means. Okay, go ahead. Biker.
The came Hanzikin to Amar Ula.
Then Nizakin is the fifth parak of Gittin. Go ahead.
Nizakin to Amar Ula. Vay Torah Beinod or Beinlonod or Ain Mechaperes. My time, my Yesh could be low cunning.
Oh, what does this mean? Let's get the case. You got it. You know, it's Tosfos new Shas. Either you know Shas, if you don't know the Gemara, you got to look it up. What's the case? Mishnah says in Gittin. Hey, Rav Yochanan and Gudgudah. You have a stolen chattis. Let's say someone stole a chattis. Okay. It was not known they were stolen. What's the din? A guy turns the light on Shabbos Meshogeg. He finds his friend was makdish korban chattis. He steals it. What's the din? And they makrav it on behalf of that guy. Do you need another korban chattis, Akiva? No. You're yotze. Why are you yotze? Ula says on that gemara in Gittin, mina Torah, it's not a kapara, because what Yehush is what? Lo kona. The original guy was not miyayish. Why did the Chum say it's good? Because of Takanas HaMizbeach. Please get it. What does Takanas HaMizbeach mean? Takanas HaMizbeach means that the Kohanim would be very, very depressed and sad that they offered a Korban that was a Chulin Lazar, that really wasn't a good Korban. And therefore they're going to stop what? Working on behalf of Yisraelim to be Makar Katals. They're not going to feel comfortable. They're going to be very paranoid about it. That maybe it's a stolen one. And therefore, the Rabbanah made a special takana that Yoyotze. It's interesting. You think the Rabbanah would have no koach in the realm of Kapara, no? But the Rabbanah, because of takana in his back, we said the Yoyotze Korban. Very interesting case. If everyone knows about it, that it's stolen, obviously you're not going to what? You're not going to be mockery, because they know it's stolen. Okay? But what do you see from the whole discussion that Gemara? I can barely see you behind the pillar. Ari, I can barely see you behind the pillar. What do you see from that? That Yehush is what? Yehush, according to Ula, is Kona or ain't a Kona? What? Ain't no Kona. Does everyone got it? Yehush is ain't no Kona. It's Mashma from our Gemara, and it's Mashma from that Gemara getting it as well. Okay? That Yehush alone is not Kona. Excellent. Let's go.
The Kashal of Tom.
Later on in Baba Kama Kufi Dawud, go ahead.
I spoke to the Shiva Rabbanon, the God of the Gazlan. Ka'ama Ula Machlokas Bistam, about Be'adua, Dibra Kol Yeish Kani.
In other words, that was what are we talking about there? What are we talking about there? I don't know really why Tosfos says later on. We had it right here on Samach Baba Mavais. By what? By the case of the what? The tray, remember? The hides? Whether it's Ganef or it's Gavgol, Chiluf Advarim, remember Shimon in the Chachamim? I don't know why he sends you to Kufi Dalit. Probably because Ula's there. That is correct. Excellent, Jay-Z. Excellent point. So what does Ula make the comment there? The Machlok is a stam, but if everyone knows, what do you see from there? Dibri Akol Yehush is Kani. Slam dunk, Ula holds what? Yehush is Kidi is Kona. Against our Gemara, and against the Gemara where? In Gittin Dachman Hay. Stira Meneu Bey in Shas, what Sheepus Ula is. Clear? Excellent. Go ahead,
Eitan.
Excellent. Get it down. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz elaborates too. We wrote it on the board the end of Shir. Sheepus Rabbeinu Tam is that Yehush Bichdi is considered to be Kona, except for Korbanos, I wrote on the board, but you know what? Except for Mitzvahs in general. I wrote Korban, but Tos can say that in Mitzvahs in general. Yehush Bichdi is Kona, except for mitzvahs where there's a principle called what, Yaakov? Mitzvah Haba Ba'aveir. Excellent. Go ahead.
Maybe Raya may have heed the Zani Zakin, the Parakosim Ula may have heed the God of the Hekdish, the Achakah Tavagubacha, Mashan Tashumi Kepha, the Ain Mashan.
Wait a second, before we go on, so how does that solve the two Gemaras? How does it solve the two Gemaras? Our Gemara and the Gemara in Gittin was talking about what?
Korbanos.
Right? And Yehush really what is Kona, but there's a problem here of Mitzvah Bavavera. And what's the Gemara later on of Kufi Dal talking about? Not talking about Korbanos. Right? So therefore, you say the principle of the Yesh Pisti is Kali. Okay? We're just plugging it in. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead again. So get this. What's this din? What's this din here? Okay? What's this halachit? What's this halachit?
If you stole it, your makdash, and then you shechted it, you only pay kefal.
The halachit is the following, okay? The halachit is the following, okay? You stole an animal, you makdash it, and then you shechted and sold it, you pay kefal, you don't buy 4 or 5, okay? That's the din, okay? Go ahead, v'tani Allah.
V'tani Allah, ki'ai gavna b'chutz on ishkaris.
And it says if you shechted this thing outside, you bechayv shchut teichutz and you bechayv koris. Go ahead.
The iyam is yishlo kani koris my avisa.
So the Gemara asks in Gittin, if the old yeush is not kona, so koris my avinite. What does koris my avinite mean there? Why would you bechayv koris at all? It's not yours. If it's not yours, then the heck is not chal. So therefore, you're not shechting a korban outside. That's what means my avinite. What are you talking about koris for? That's the Gemara. Now Tosos comments. Go ahead, Vahashta.
Vahashta, Balava, he to tell you law. Have a lemitrach megupa.
He says, forget about the addendum. You could have asked straight up from itself. Go ahead.
Yeish lo koni im kain ain lo koach lahakish v'amai potter me dal behei.
If Yeush is not kona, then you have no koach lahakish. Why you potter me dal behei? It's what? It's still the ganas, and therefore what? Go ahead.
Halo tavach the hektish.
You didn't shef the hektish. You shef the original guys. Therefore, you should be chayv dal behei. So why did Gemara only focus on what? Chorus by Avinite, Yosef Chaim, what could it have asked? Why you chayv dal lehei in general? That should be chayv. Here Shalom is not koine. Elevadai.
L'chol mili moda ula d'yeush koni.
Must be that ula's moda that Yeush is koine.
Rak le'in ha'krova.
However, l'ginin ha'kal krova, we say mitzvah b'ba'veru. And therefore what? L'hachi.
L'hachi pakli yitani Allah, d'v'chutz anush koris. Amaroi lefetach ohel moed.
Lepetach ohel moed.
Lepetach ohel moed.
What do you see from that? And therefore what? Therefore we see that what? That Yeush is what? Yeush is kona. By everything except for karbonos. And therefore the Gemara asks, why you chayav karis? Because what is when you're only chayav karis by shchut dechutz? That's something that is what? Please get it. That is a kosher behemoth. If it has a moom, are you chayav karis? No. If it has a moom or it's another psul, you're not chayav koris. So since it says gana v'hikdish, so we see it's roi lepetach moi ol moi. Why? Yeush kidi is what? What should it be? Yeush kidi should be what? It's not koni v'korban. So it's not roi lepetach ol moi. Shouldn't it be like that? So Ella, what do we assume? Yeush kidi is really what? Yeush kidi really is what? Is really considered to be what? Is considered to be koni. So Gemara is asking, if you held that Yeush is what? Is low koni, then you'd never be chayav karis. So you have to assume that Yeush bichdi is what? Is koni. And therefore, if Yeush bichdi is koni, then it's ra'uy v'pesach ol moed. It's hektish. Your hektish is what? Your hektish is chal. And therefore, what? It would be chayav what? You'd be chayav what? You'd be chayav karis. Now, what do you see from this whole discussion? What do you see from this whole discussion? What is hektish? What is hektish? Do we consider hektish to be part of the korban or not? Remember, we had a whole discussion on Samach Bavlam and Beis. Is hektish just a preparatory step, or is it part of the actual korban? We said the Chiddushi Arim pointed out from Tosfos and Samach Bav that what? That the hektish is part of the actual korban. What do you see from this? I don't think so. I think you see the hektish is separate, because he's saying that what? Yehush b'chdi is kona, and that allows the hektish to be chal. But regarding the hakrava, it's bad. You see that he divorces hektish and hakrava. That seems to be against what we said. No, in the atosis on Samach Vav on the base from the Chiddush Yarim. So it seems. That's what it seems. Unless you say the following, that maybe mitzvah b'avera only what? Only attaches itself to the hakrava. Even though hektish is what is the beginning part of the korban, for some svara, mitzvah b'avera only what, let's say, fits itself on the end of the mitzvah. Maybe that's what we could suggest, to square the two together. Have you followed me? We said that some of the hektish was part of the mitzvah. So why does he say, oh, the Hekdesh is Chal Mitzvah over there, just will tell me that Akrav is bad? Should mess up the word Hakdasha too, no? So maybe you have to say Mitzvah Baba Avera only what? Only attaches itself to the what? To the end of the Mitzvah, the Akrav. But that's what Tosus is talking about before, Hakdasha, no? Tosus himself on Samach Vav Amez was talking about Hakdasha when he discussed that, and he brought in what? Mitzvah Baba Avera. So that's not a good answer, what I'm saying. Tosus himself was talking about Hakdasha there. And he talked about Mitzvah Baba there. So I'm just pointing out, it seems a conflicting theory from the Tosfos here, from on Samach Zion and Lala, to the Tosfos we learned on Samach Vav and the Beis, the second Tosfos, where we said the Chiddush Arim proved from the Tosfos that Hakdash is very part of the very fabric of the Korban. Here it seems that Hekdash is not part of the very fabric of the Korban. Okay? That's what I wanted to point out with this Tosfos. Okay, if you guys asked me that in Seder, very excellent. Seems from this Tosfos to be a bit contradictory. Okay? Now, also, I just want to mention the following, okay? Just want to mention the following. When Tosfos says, please get this, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that mitzvah haba ba'aveira only applies to what? To korban or mitzvahs. What would happen if I makdish something to the Berek Abayis? This is what, Jay-Z, you were asking me before. Let's say I'm makdish a behema lebedek abayis. I don't ever plan it being on the mizbech. What will be the din in that case? What would you say in that case? Would you say yesh kedi kona? Yes, it's not going on the mizbech. Not going on the mizbech though. It's only it's considered to be korbanos, and therefore in such a case, we would assume in such a case, if it's considered to be that din, it would be kedushas domin. It would be kedushas domin. Okay? That would be the halacha. So I'm just pointing that out, okay? What'd you say? Well, Levi'sin, the pashtus is it would be chal. Well, we'll see. I don't know. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, let's say. It's certainly not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Certainly not a mitzvah chiyuvis.
A mitzvah over there, you know?
I understand, but I'm saying that's a question. We'll have to see whether it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But I'm just saying the pashtus is, if you assume like that, that's what we would say. Now, what happens if you're makdish and kedush agum? What do you do with this behemoth? Mitzvah b'aveira, you can't be makavit. Please get this down. What do you do with the behemoth?
Let it
wait out the pasture, and that's it. Let it wait out the pasture, and therefore until it gets a moon. Can't be poted without a moon. So please get that down as well. What are you supposed to do with this type of animal? Okay? So mitzvah b'aveira, I can't be makavit, so what do I do with it? I have to put it out the pasture and wait until it gets a moon. That's what you have to say. Okay. Very well. So I want to just, it's conflicting with the previous theory that we had about Akdosha. I would say, you see, from this Tosfos, you see that Akdosha is not what? Part of the Korban, okay? That answer that I said would not be a good answer. Because Tosfos was talking about Hekdesh over there. So if I ask you whether Hekdesh is part of the Korban or not, Yosef Chaim, what are you going to tell me? Yeah. No, you're going to tell me some Achotus between Tosfos and Samach Zayin of an Aleph against Tosfos and Samach Vav and Beis. Okay? Maybe you're right. This is Rabbeinu Tam. That's what I was thinking. The previous Tosfos wasn't Rabbeinu Tam. Could be. Okay. Excellent. Very good. Let's go right there now. Go ahead. Another Raya. Another Raya. Let's go.
Rabbeinu Tam. Marish Meresh Lulav HaGadol.
Not Marish, but not Beam, but Meresh. Very good. Go ahead. I also read it like that at first. Go ahead.
The Pastil Lulav HaGadol Afilu B'Yom Tisheni.
Oh. We pass a lulav. Please get it down. There's a machlekes amaroyim in Sukkah Daflame between Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni and B'Shem Shmuel against Reb Yochanan. Yom Tov Sheni. We actually discussed this before Yom Kippur. Yom Tov Sheni. Stole a lulav, kosher apostle. What's the deal? Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni says it's kosher. Mikok Sheyosu B'Shaul. Since he yotze with the borrowed one, he yotze with what? Stolen one. And the other sheet that says, Yochanan says it's possible because of mitzvah, Abav, Ba'aveira. But on the first day, everyone agrees it's possible because you need what? You need Lachem. Everyone agrees a stolen one the first day is a problem. That's why Tosfos only brings in Yotze Shani. Go ahead. We got to get every line. Go ahead. Oh.
Shenema b'hadesem gazul es hapiseach. Gazul domi d'viseach.
So Bishlomo, go ahead.
Bishlomo lifnei yesh the lav didei. Elo la'achay yesh ha'kana b'yesh.
Yeah, he's kona b'yesh. My time up.
My time alav. My time up.
My time alo. Why is he not good?
So la mishum mitzvah bava there.
Oh, mashmo.
Mashmo the savar the chol ruchta the yesh kani rak in the mitzvah.
That's why I say mitzvah, not just korbanos but mitzvah. That's why you brought up a good point. Avi is hektish lebedek abayis. Good point. Something to think about. Okay. Good point. But that's the pashas. Maybe you're right. Maybe if it applies to any mitzvah, be a mitzvah. So you would say it's not kav. Nonetheless, what is Rabbeinu Tam Shita? What is Rabbeinu Tam Shita?
Yerush Kona, except for a kid.
Yerush Kona, we wrote it on the board. Yerush Kona, Rak, Yerush Bichdi, by itself is Kona, Kutz me what mitzvahs, because of what? Mitzvah Haba Baveh. Mitzvah Haba Baveh. Okay, very interesting kiddush. That's what he's pointing out, this kiddush Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? That's his kiddush. Now, give me a svara for Rabbeinu Tam. Michael, what would you say? We had a hekira last week that there's two approaches to mitzvah baba avera. You can say mitzvah baba avera only applies if the avera is extant when you're doing the mitzvah. Or no! Mitzvah baba avera can apply as long as the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. Even if the avera is already evaporated, but if it enabled you to do the mitzvah, you'll still say mitzvah baba avera. Michael, he said that Yerush Bichdi is Kona, but nonetheless, we apply the concept of what mitzvah bar baveir, even after you were Kona. So what is that? Which approach does the Rabbeinu Tam take? Excellent, it's still lurking. Meaning it doesn't have to be b'bas achas. As long as you've done the aveir. As long as you have done the aveir. Please get it down. I don't care whether you've been Kona. The aveir continues and we will still say mitzvah bar baveir. That is the lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Shurkin writes in the Sefer, that is, it fits in beautifully in our Hakira. That is the lumpness of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Hell, you got it? Excellent. Okay. Very good. Let's go now. Now we get to the Riza. Go ahead.
The Kashal Ari, the parish, the Im Kane, my park for El Abayil of Rabbah, made Karbanovalo Hagosel.
Okay, let's get this now, okay? This is hard, okay? Let's get it clear, Bishop. Go ahead. We had a Gemara in Samach Bon Beis that Abai has the Kasha Rabba, the Karbon of Logozo. Go ahead. What was the Kash over there? Rabba said what? Yerush Kedi is Kona. Abai asked him a Kasha in Samach Bon Beis from that Bryson. What kind of a Kasha is it?
Dilma b'kava no mo de Rabba k'mo ula.
Yeah, maybe what? Rabba would say, don't ask me a kasher from that din. Maybe I possibly because of what? Mitzvah baba avera. I owe Yerush Bichdi is Kona. Korbanos are special. What on earth was the kasher of the Gemara? Donnie, you got me? What on earth was the kasher of the Gemara for a Ben Tam theory is correct? Go ahead. Oh, now what does this mean? Please get this. So maybe Abai, and if you want to try to answer that question, say that what? That Abai holds that there's no difference. What do you mean there's no difference? Meaning there is no concept of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. There is no concept of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Okay? And if Abaye holds that, go ahead.
The less late time of the mitzvah baba avera.
If Abaye doesn't hold of that, then what? Then Mistama Rabba also what? If Abaye holds that with mitzvah baba avera, you yod say, there's no such concept, then what? Rabba would also hold that. Maybe that's an answer you want to give. What was Tosfos Kasha? Let's get it. What was the Riz Kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam? If Rabbeinu Tam is correct, yes, if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, then what's the Gemara's kasha Abaye on Rabba from Karbon of Logoso to show me that Yerush Bichdi is not Kona? You Rabba Yerush Kedi is Kona, we see in the verse Yerush Kedi is low Kona. Maybe you Rabba holds Yerush Kedi is Kona, just the only reason there is that's Karbonos, it's the mitzvah baba avera, that's why it's low Kona. Special case, right? Yossi? That was the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam on the Ri. That was the kasha of the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone got that kasha klor? Jeremy, you got it? So what would be a plausible answer? To say that Abaye doesn't hold to the concept of mitzvah baba avera, and Rabba doesn't either. So therefore it doesn't play a role at all. And therefore what? We're back to the kasha would make a lot of sense. Yerush Kedi is what? Kona according to you, Rabba? You see from this price, Yerush Kedi is what? No, you follow me? In other words, you can answer the kasha and say, don't give me that. Rabbeinu Tam would say, don't give me that kasha. Maybe Abai and Rabbah deny the concept of mitzvah ba'aveira. And who denies it? Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, B'shem Shmuel in Sukkah Daf Lamed. You got me? Josh, you got it? That would be a good answer, no? Now I want to point out a chiddush here. Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that I wanted you to see. Dibur HaMaskel Mitov, that one line Tosfos. What does Tosfos say over there?
We mentioned in this year before Yom Kippur. Go ahead, Noam. Excellent. What does Tosfos say over there at Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni says, B'shem what, Shmuel?
What does he say? That on a mitzvah to Rabbanon, you don't say mitzvah baba meira. Get it down.
Tosin Sukkah says, on a mitzvah to Rabbanon, mitzvah to Rabbanon, lo omrim mitzvah baba ba'aveira. So, I would have, you know, when I saw this Tosis immediately, I thought, why is Tosis making the suggestion either, even the suggestion that Rabbah and Abai would not hold to the topic of mitzvah baba there because there's a sheet in Sukkah that denies it. Who says the sheet in Sukkah denies it?
That day of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni and Shem Shmuel just says that a mitzvah to Rabbanon, you don't say mitzvah baba there. But maybe a mitzvah to your rights of like Karbonis, you hold of it. So I want you to get this down. This line of Tosfos is against Tosfos and Sukkah. This line of Tosfos is suggesting that Abai and Rabbah would not hold the mitzvah above Avera at all. And I'm saying that that's a quantum leap, because Tosfos and Sukkah already points out all that Shita illustrates is that in a mitzvah to Rabbanah, which is Yom Tov Sheni and Chol HaMoed, you don't say mitzvah baba avera. But how do you know that Shita would deny completely mitzvah haba avera? How do you know that? Especially, you remember the shiur that we gave? Mitoch sheyotze v'shol? Remember where Rav Zhulti had? Why did he have to say such a fancy lashon? Mitoch sheyotze v'sha'ul, yotze nami v'gozul. Just say straight out. Right? Just say straight out that you yotze with what? A mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's a mitzvah baba avera. Because he wanted to show that the second day in the rest of Chol HaMoed was not patterned after what? The first day. First day was Ritsui, remember? The rest of the days are not Ritsui. And you only say Mitzvah Babavera, at least the Rift of Shem Tosa and Sukkah Nachlamet said we only say Mitzvah Babavera by what? Mitzvahs that engender what? Ritsui. So he says that since Sha'ul is okay on the second day, you see that it's not patterned after the first day. It's a completely different type of Mitzvah. You don't say Mitzvah Babavera. So it's only limited to what? It's only limited to the second day. If you don't apply it to Mitzvah Rabbanan, or even more constricted and pigeonholed, you don't apply it to what the second day is, because it's not a mitzvah of Kapara. It's not a mitzvah of Ritsui. So this is a gigantic quantum leap of our Tosfos to assume that, oh, you can answer my kasha, or a bit of time we'll quickly answer the kasha that we asked out of by saying that, oh, maybe Rav and Abai deny mitzvah baba avera, like the sheet in Sukkah. That sheet in Sukkah who says it denies it. Number one, maybe all it means is that in the midst of the Rabbanon you don't say it, but in the midst of the Rishon you would say it. And number two, maybe you would say it even in the midst of the Rabbanon. Here it's just we don't say it because not a mitzvah that engenders what? Kapara. Meaning only mitzvah that engender kapara, like lulav, shofar, and karbanos, do you say mitzvah baba there? So I'm saying this line entices a quantum leap. Smack against the Tosfos and Sukkah, and plus the fact what maybe there's a sheet that holds mitzvah baba there only is on mitzvah that engender kapara. So how do you come off saying that sheet denies the concept? Go ahead. So please get that down in your notes. That's what we're assuming that line. Go ahead. They must hold of it. So that theoretical suggestion, I'm just pointing out, is against Tosfos and Sukkah, and would be against the Rift of Shem Tosfos in Sukkah. They only say it by Kapar. But nonetheless, he says they hold of it. Why? Go ahead, Al-Korkah. Go ahead. Al-Korkah.
Tikshalei, amai asulat le hakribo kelim de shem hektus chalalav, kida amar da havi yesh v'shini Hashem. Ela vadai mishum da havi mitzvah habav avera.
Oh, so what does this mean here? For sure he must hold of it. Why? Because if Abaye and Rabbah would say what? Mitzvah habav avera does not exist in your Yotzei, then according to Abaye, what should you ask? Who holds that Yehush what? What does Abaye hold? He is asking in Rabbi Yavishol Jerush is not Kona. So what would be the kasha? Why do you say korban of lo gozel? That it's us to be makriv. You should say there's shinu hashem and what else? And hektish. There's shinu hashem and there's hektish. So you should be able to be makriv it.
According to you, Abai, you're asking a kasha.
What are you asking a kasha for? Korban of lo gozel. You hold Yehush as lo kana, but there's not just Yehush here. There's also what? Shinu hashem. And therefore, what's the pshat? He must hold the mitzvah of Baba Berit. Despite the fact that you have Yehush and Shinu hashem, still there's something that stops you naming the mitzvah of Baba Berit. So you cannot suggest that Abai and Rava would deny what? Would deny the topic and concept of mitzvah of Baba Berit. You cannot. Because then Abaye what would be stuck with the Brisa himself. He presents the Brisa as a Kasha and Rava. He would be stuck himself. Why would it say it's also to be Makarim? Korban of Lo Gozel. According to Abaye, it should be good. Yehush and Shinu Rishus, Ella Boden. Boden means it must be. That even with Yehush and Shinu Rishus, you can't, or Yehush and Shinu Hashem, you can't do it because of mitzvah, Haba Baveira. So we're back to the Kasha. You could not give that answer. So we're back to Re's Kasha and Rabbeinu, which was what? What was Abaye's kasha on Rabba? Rabba, you hold ears to these lokana. You see from this place this lokana. How do you know? Rabba would say very easily, I hold general ears to these kona, but by karbon it's mitzvah babavera. By mitzvah it's mitzvah babavera. Excellent, Eitan. Go ahead.
So
that's one kasha. So you had a kasha and attempted terrorists, a chiddush that we said on the attempted terrorists. And why he what says you cannot say that attempted terrorists. Then he asks the second kasha. Go ahead.
He's getting the boy Rava ki akmuha rabbanan birshuseha mishas gneva o mishas hetesha. You might not.
Well, what's the Shilin getting? I left it hanging. You always got to look up the Gemara. How did the Gemara and Gittin answer that kasha? What was the Gemara and Gittin's kasha? You remember? What was the Gemara and Gittin's kasha? What did it ask? Chorus maya bidetek, right? We didn't say what the Gemara answered. Why yechayev chorus, right? Chorus maya bidetek, right? Why yechayev chorus? If you hold Yehush is not kone, then the hekta shouldn't be chas, so why yechayev chorus? That was the Gemara's kasha. What does the Gemara itself and Gittin answer? Please get this. Stunning answer. What does the Gemara and Gittin itself answer? That the Rabbanan, listen to this. The Rabbanan said the Karis came through the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, even though Minatora Yehush is Lokona, the Rabbanan established that it's yours. That it is the Ganas to nail him to be Chayiv Karis of Yishasa.
Kind of like a knot a little bit. Even though Yehush Kedid gave his Lokona, the Rabbanan said, we want him to be Kona.
We'll let him be Kona for the Hekish Bichal, because in the event he shefts it, we'll slam him with the Chiyuv Karis. Which itself is a Bishiddish from the Gemara, that the Rabbanan have the ability and impact to say, but they do in Dinim Amas, Hefker, based in Hefker, they have the impact, and so since it becomes theirs, since in Dinim Amas they have the impact, it becomes yours to the degree if you shech something in the Chiyuv Karis. It's a Bishiddish, no? Because you're affecting it in a financial realm, which makes it yours to that the hektish is chal, and the event you shefted your own with shutichot. That's the Gemara's answer in Gittin. Oh. So then after the Gemara's answer, Rava asks a Shaila. What's Rava's Shaila?
When you get it from.
Exactly. In other words, when does the Ganef get it from? Did he get it from Shas Geneva, or does he get it from Shas Shchita? When did the Rabbanan say that it's his? Well, my name is Kamina. All the shearings and the bloodos, the children, the shearings and the bloodos, whose are they? Are they the original guys? Or are they the ganas? If it's from Shas Shchita, then it's the original guys. If it's from Shas Kenev, it's the ganas. So Rabbeinu Tam, so the Re says, what's the Shaila? Go ahead. Where are you?
The beginning of the next one. Well,
go ahead.
The Iba Alma Kani.
The Shaila is according to Ula, right?
The Iba Amakani law.
Read again. The old Bahida Gittin. Look inside. The old Bahida Gittin. Go ahead.
The old Bahida Gittin. The boy Rava ki okmuha rabbanan berushusah mishas gneva o mishas hetesha.
Oh, is it from time to the gneva or from time to Akdasha?
Umay napkamina lugizuso uvlados uvladosel.
Oh, the napkamina is who gets the shearings, who gets the lot. If it's from the gneva, the gadafis. If it's from the Ekdesh, then the original guy gets it. The original owner. Go ahead. Oh, and the Shia was according to our Ula. Go ahead. And if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then you're Shkidi's Kona. Excellent. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then you're Shkidi's Kona, then it's slam dunk. Then who gets it? The Ganas. What's wrong with Shia? What's wrong with Shia? It's clear that he gets it. So that's the second kasha that the Re asks on Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? First kasha is from our very own Gemara in Samech Vav Beis. What was Abaye's kasha and Rabba? Second kasha is from the Gemara Gittin. What was Rav Shaila? And in the middle, he tried to give an attempt to tear it to the first kasha and slugged it up. And we said the attempt was against Tyson Sukkah and against the Ritter Shem the Baal Ephes. Okay? So because of these two kashas, go ahead.
Our carpet near the Re.
Oh, let's get it down.
The point of the Re, Yehush Kedi, this is within Ula, of course. Ula holds, Yehush Kedi is Lokona. Right? That's the Kiddush. Achenin, Kashir Yehush Kinyin, Lo Rim, Mitzvah Habab Aver. Lo Rim, Mitzvah Abba.
Okay, let me ask you. Michael, what's the svar of the Re? What's the svar of the Re? The Re says after you kone it, you can no longer say mitzvah ba'aveir. You can no longer say mitzvah ba'aveir. It evaporates, goes up in smoke. What's the Re svar of? The other side of the Chakira. Like you said this morning, Michael. That what? You only say mitzvah ba'aveir when the what? Excellent, when they're together. Once you made a kinyan, the Avera's evaporated. There's no lurking theory. So that Hakira that we had might actually be the Machlokes of the time and the Re themselves. Okay? Kiva, you got me? Oh, go ahead. Eitan, let's go. So what do you have to do if you're the Re? What do you have to do if you're the Re?
Answer Avera's questions.
What do you have to do? You have to answer up Avera's times Rias. If you hold the Eskidi as Lokono, you've got to answer up the Rias. So what does he say? Let's go. Go ahead. Kukur Dawid, which is what Ula said. That what? Yehush Kedi is Kona. What's the answer? No! It's not Yehush Kedi. Go ahead. Oh, it was a combination. Go ahead. First it was a hide, now it's a tray. So you see, don't be bothered by that. And even though it's what?
Wait,
1 second. Even though it's what? Shinui Hashem, it's not Dr. Shinui Hashem. It's really Shinui Rishus. Get that down, because the Gemara didn't know about Shinui Hashem yet. That's what Tosfos said, remember? Remember Tosfos said on Tamach Vavam and Beis? Okay? So even though Tosfos said Shinui Hashem, didn't know about Shinui Hashem yet. So it's really Shinui Rishus. Same purpose. Kind of like the Ramban said in our Gemara yesterday. Even though our Gemara said Shinui Hashem, it's like Shinui Rishus as well. Go ahead. Ah, so if the Jews are Shinui Hashem, so why is the Korban not good? That's Shinui Hashem, Mikol Makom.
Mikol Makom came into Ein Kanoi Kanilo Ella Machma Shehekdish. The Lo Hayu Lo.
Lo Haya, the box is Lo Haya.
Lo Haya Lo Kanoi Kodem. Pasla Harachmana Laklav and Yishomet Tov Abavera.
Ah, so what's the Kidemukhav?
Kidemukhav.
All right, we'll get to that. We're going to stop at Kidemukhav. What does the Re say? If Yehush what? Kidi is Lo Kana. But if there's a Kinyan, you don't say mitzvah ba'aveira. So then we got a big problem with korbanos. If there's yerush and shinu reshus, then why do you say mitzvah ba'aveira? The korban is possible. What's the answer? You have to own it before. You must own it before. You must own it before. Okay? You must own it before. If you don't own it before, then you got a problem. For the korbanos. You must own it before. It cannot be because of the hektish. He doesn't buy this theory. What's the svar? Why would you say this is so? Why must you own it before? Why would you say? Would you say he doesn't hold to that theory, you mean? Right. Why do you have to own it before? What's the svar in this read? Like, you follow me? Or according to the read, if you made a kinyan, you don't say mitzvah b'aveira anymore. So if you have yesh, shin, reshus, you have a kinyan. So why do you say mitzvah b'aveira? Right? The Gemara said back and went, the club is false because of mitzvah b'aveira. Why? So he says you have to own it before in order for your what? For your shinur shus to work. Why should that be? What's the svar behind that? What's the story behind that? Why should that be? So I want to say a chiddush. I want to say that we holds against Rabbi Tam. That we holds the hekdesh is the korban also, not a preparatory step. Remember we pointed out in the discussion that Rabbi Tam seemed to be saying that what? That the hekdesh is just a chana against our tosos. So I want to say the reholds like that tosos on Samach Vav and Beis, like the chiddush yarim. The hekdesh is the korban. So since the hekdesh is the korban, what's the din? Michael, what's the re's theory? The only time you see mitzvah of Avera is it's there at the same time. Well, it's there! It's there at the same time! It's not that it's been completed, the Avera, and the mitzvah's later. It's there! It is the batachas. Because the re-holds, the hekdesh is part of the korban. And therefore, if the hekdesh is part of the korban, you better believe you have to be koneh first. Because if you must be koneh first in order what? Yosef Chaim? For mitzvah over there to not apply. But since the hekdesh is the beginning part of the korban, when you're doing the mitzvah, you weren't koneh first. See, it fits into their own theory by mitzvah Bava Vera, and also, see, there are two elements here. What you hold by mitzvah Bava Vera and what you hold by hekdesh. So I'm saying the re-holds, you need Bavas Achas, but he also holds that the mitzvah is what? The Hakdosha. Rabbi Tam would respond and say what? What does Rabbi Tam say? That what? That mitzvah Bava Vera can linger. And he made a distinction between Hakrov and Hakdosha. Yerush Kedi is Kona, but the Tzav Avera can continue. You see, I think it fits in beautifully. The word Karna, I think it works in very beautifully. These two elements are Habat guys from the words of the reading of Rabbeinu Tam. But you've got to ask yourself, why do you have to have it before? So I think it fits in beautifully. The reason why you have to have it before is because why? Because the mitzvah of Avera will apply. Well, that's assuming you're already holding by the mitzvah. Because the old Hakdash is the mitzvah. Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, so this Gemara we already know. Remember we did that inside? I gave you photocopies of that? You remember that Gemara with the four guys, the merchants, the Anbenachri? We did the Gemara and Sukkah inside that problem. Machlish of Alamor Rashi was the first guy, a landowner, Jewish or landowner not, right? Like Gezalakim, is there Chiv HaShov or not? So there's Machlish Rashi and Abalamor, Rashi and Ramban. Was it Rashi and Ramban or Rashi and Abalamor? Rashi and Ramban, very good. The Sukkah Dafamid. There were four parties. Let's assume like Rashi over there. The original guy was a Jewish landowner. These Goyim come and take over people's land. Then there's third people are the Jewish sellers, the Jewish merchants. The fourth guys are the Jewish individuals. So the Gemara said the Rabbuna told the Jewish merchants, don't cut it off. Don't cut off the merles yourself off the ground. Let the Goyim do it. The Goyim will do it. Then there'll be what? There's no Yerush and Karka. Right, but once you cut it off, there'll be Yeush. And then when you give it to you, you're the third party, you'll get what? You'll get Shinu Rishus. And then you can be Yotze with your own things that you're selling. Remember that's what the Gemara said? What do you see from this? Go ahead. Number the Rav. I think it's Rahuna there, isn't it? Does he change it here on the side? Okay. Yes? Baruch Hashem. Change the Rahuna. Go ahead. Hanho goes. Those Jewish merchants, go ahead. When you buy the merchants from the Goyim that stole the land, Ligzus Inu, let them cut it. Kule. So what does the Gemara ask over there? Go ahead, we saw the Gemara. Go ahead, Uparich. So why do you have to let the Goyim cut off? Just be Kona B'Shinu Hashem. It was an asset to mortal, now it'll be called Oshanta, right? You cut it off yourself. You become Rosh Hashem. No big deal. Go ahead. Oh, it's Mashmah. Once you get the Kenyan, there's no longer what? There's no longer a mitzvah above Avera. Beautiful Kiddush, no? Slam dunk right in the Reese theory. Why aren't you worried about mitzvah above Avera? When the Gemara asks the Kasha of Likninu Mashiach Hashem, what is that implying? That they could be what? Cut it off in the Yotzah. What about mitzvah above Avera? Must be that when you're Kona something, what? You never say mitzvah baba beira, except by the case of the korban, because you didn't cone it before. Because you don't shake it as soon as you cut it off. You cut it off, you prepare it, and make it into Arvaminu. Right? You compile it together, you sort it, you assemble it, it's the better word. You assemble it together. Right? It's afterwards, so why would you say mitzvah bab aveira? It's a beautiful raya. Go ahead, the doichek.
The doichek is one with the seven kuriyos of Bar Nachmani, the lo chayish hasam mitzvah bab
aveira. Alright, don't tell me that what? We're going like the sheet of Yitzhak Bar Nachmani is what? Doesn't hold the mitzvah bab aveira. That's very difficult to say. Notice you can't bring a raya from that Gemara, because that Gemara is assuming like a Yitzhak Bar Nachmani in the name of Shmuel, who doesn't hold the mitzvah bab aveira. That's very severe. First of all, we don't paskin like that sheet. That's so pushy. Please get this down in your notes. Mystical Kedushim, and more. Is it so pasher? Machlekes, Rambam Raivin, Machlekes Mechaber Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Is a stolen lulav on the second day of Sukkot pasher or not? Not so pasher. There are sheikhs that pasken like this. Rambam pasken that a stolen lulav on the other sheni is kosher. So I'm not so sure it's so dochek. No, I'm not sure it's so dochek. Please get that down. And number 2 point on this is what? Number 2 point is what? Please, what? Who says that Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani denies the concept? Maybe he only denies the concept on the second day, like our point earlier, Tosin Sukkah. He denies it by mitzvah to Rabbanu, but maybe by mitzvah to Yeraisa, he says it. Right? Now, granted, it first day is Lachem, but it's also mitzvah of Bavarim. And how do you say the Dolchik Gomer still think to say like that, Shita, that he denies it? First of all, there are Rishonim that pass like that. The Mechaber passes like it. Second of all, the Yitzchak Bar Nachmani just denied the concept completely. He just said you cannot say it by mitzvah the Rabbana or a mitzvah that doesn't attain kapara. But who says he? And therefore, maybe the Gemara is talking about the first day. Not only is it a problem of Lachem, it's also mitzvah Bavir. Why can't you yotz a lulav on the first day of Sukkot? Because it's a concern of Lachem. It's also a problem of mitzvah Bavir too. So I'm saying that last line of Dochik Lomer, you can say two chidushim. Okay? Gabi Yossi on that line of Dochik Lomer. Excellent. Go ahead. Nonetheless, you see a riot brewer from that Gemara. That what? Once you make a kinyan, there is no mitzvah, there's no concept of saying mitzvah baba. Go ahead. Another riot is okay.
Haig sure the mitilalta.
Oh, what does that mean? A beam, sure is a beam, that was made into what? A sukkah, right? That was the case over there. Kinyan came before the mitzvah. You stole a beam, right? And then you made schach on top of the beam. What did the Rabbanan say? You don't have to rip it down and return the beam. You just pay back the money. Even though it's a dearest aroi, even though the Mishnah Gittin said the whole takana marshes, you made a mansion. But the Gemara applies it even to a sukkah. You don't have to rip down your sukkah, even though it's diras eroi. So the Yisro Bracha points out beautifully. Sukkah does not require lachem. You're even yosu with a sukkah, borrowed sukkah. Nevertheless, a sukkah gzula has the problem of what? Mitzvah baba veira. So what's the din? Since you kone it through what? A takanas chachamim here. You yosu afterwards. We don't say mitzvah baba veira. Anytime you make a kinyan before you do the mitzvah, you don't say what? Mitzvah Babaver. Read it again. The Ode
Amar Hashem Haik Shur Dimit Halalta.
That beam that you made into a sukkah, put stock on top of it. Go ahead.
Of the Rabbanan to count them and make a kind of shabbat.
They said you don't have to return the beam. Go ahead.
The sukkah lo ba'inu mishalachem.
Hey, a borrowed sukkah is good. Lo mitzvah. So why would a stolen one be bad? Lo mitzvah ella.
Lo mitzvah ella misha mitzvah babaveira.
Excellent. Go ahead. And when were you calling it when you stole the beam and you built the sukkah? But you're yotze the sukkah the next night. Go ahead. So you're not yotze with the takana de rabbanan. You're calling it something. And you don't say mitzvah baber afterwards. Go ahead.
Koshikin,
if you're calling with Yehush Mandish, what? If you're calling with Yehush Mandish, what? Which is a kin of Yeraisa Pashtis. Could be something in Rabba. Is it something in Rabba, but in Ula, it's certainly what? Pashtis is what? Ula quarter to what? Seems like it's Yeraisa. Ula certainly says Yeraisa. We didn't put that on Shir yet. If you want to have something by Rabba in Samachal and Rabba, it seems when you, if you hold like what? You hold like the Reed. If you hold like the Reed, Lamaisa or Rabbi Natan. If you're ever going to say it's Kone, Bashma's Kone and Yeraisa. So therefore, what does he say? Once it's Kone, like we said,
Kasher Yesh Kinyan, meaning the Uri. So you don't say what? Mitzvah Bavera. Coach, read the coach again.
Coach Kinyan, Kona Kinyan Gomor.
Excellent. So therefore, he's Kona Kinyan Gomor, not the Mitzvah Bavera. So he brings another Rai. Oh, so what do we have so far in the construct of Tysus? What do we have? What do we have here? The Re has two Kashers in a bit of time. Because of that, he comes up with a sheet. Then how many Rai does he bring? How many Rai? No, you tell me. One was from the case of the merchants. Second was from the beam. Yes?
And his daughter, the cash room in time.
And he also what? And he also explained the Gemara by Corbin. He also explained the Gemara by Corbin. And then he brought two riots from the Gemara. This is the sheet of who? This is the sheet of the Re. Okay? Now, one second. So the Re, he also took care of the Gemara by what and Kuf Yudalad, because he says Yehush and Shinu Hashem. How many rides did Rabbeinu Tam have? He had two? Yes. How do you take care of the second ride of Rabbeinu Tam according to the Re? Huh? What was the second ride, Avi? Gulava Gozul at what? Mitzvah Bavadeira. Right? Even though what? Even though you're a Konit. How do you get rid of that one? What would you say to that? How do you get rid of that one according to the Re? What would you say? No, you tell me. He brought a Rai, it was after Yehush, a Konin Yehush. Isn't it because of Mitzvah Bob Avera? What's the shot? We're going to tell you two Rai's. We understand how he spoke at the first Rai. What would you say with this? What would you say with this? How would you get out of that? According to the Re, once you're Kohen, you never see Mitzvah Bavavera. How would you get out of the second Rai of Rabbeinu Tam for the Re? What would you say? Any thoughts? Eitan, what do you say? What would you say? We got to think about this. Difficult, no? Difficult. How would we get out of this one? Rabbeinu Tam's Rai. What would you say? Yeah, but is there really Shinui Hashem there? And you stole a lulav. You mean when you assemble it? That's what I was thinking. Zaytan wants to say that while you steal the lulav, then you assemble it. So when you assemble it, it creates a Shinui Hashem. Creates a Shinui Hashem, then what? Then you're Kona. Then you're Kona. So why does it say Mitzvah Baba Veira? And some of you shake it after you assemble it. Still not good, no?
You stole it and shook it right away.
What'd you say? You want to say the case is you stole it and you shook it right away? You can't shake the lulav on its own. You can't shake the lulav on its own, Pashtus, no. Zachar
says
Yotze, though. What'd you say?
If you take the Talmud and Zachar says, you are Yotze.
So what do you want to say? That the case is Yehush plus what? Plus a Shinui Shame? Okay, maybe. And therefore what? And you also have to add on at the same time that you what? You do the Shinui Shame, you're Yotze. A little bit difficult, no? A little bit difficult to say, make an attempt in the Gemara. You have a suggestion, Yossi? You follow what I'm saying? Now, you have to say that not just a Jewish, it was a Shinui Shame too, but it was at the same, what did you say? Can't hear you, what? So what, you stole it, and then you assemble it together, you mean? You stole it, and then you assemble it together? And therefore what? At the same time, it's okay, we got to think about this. I want you to get down your notes. How is the Re going to get rid of the second Rai of Rabbeinu Tam? How is the Re going to get rid of the second Rai of Rabbeinu Tam? And the truth of the matter is, we also have to try to think to ourselves how Rabbeinu Tam is going to get out of what? The Kasha of who? Kasha that the Re had on him. Okay? You got to do that, and also you have to try to deflect the Rai that the Re had. Right? You have to deflect the rise and rehab for a bit of time. That's really what we really have to try to do. Okay? Granted, we know the machlaikis, but the difference between just knowing the machlaikis and skimming it, to learn up the tesis, is to know how each sheet is going to deflect each other's rise. Okay? Now, the Re did it ourselves. He helped us out for the first rise, the second one, we got to think. We also try to have to think about a bit of time, how we get out of the riots of what? Of the reef.
the pashtus. Oh. Now this leads us to the following, okay? This is where I wanted to get up to. I gave you some Mara Makaimis and Dafsadi Dalit. So I want to just mention, we're going to go into that much more tomorrow, but I want to try to finish the business tomorrow also. Okay? I want to preface the following, okay? It says in Simen Ches and Orachayim, Sif Aleph, I'm sorry I didn't give you the Sif, that when you put on Sitzis, you must put on the Sitzis standing. And you should say the Bracha standing. Right to the Machaber, Simen Ches, Sif Aleph. Okay? We learn a general binyanav, writes the Taz, that when you count the owner, you should do it standing. And therefore, since you count the owner when you do it standing, we also make a general binyanav to all mitzvahs, you should try to do them standing. And therefore, the bracha should be recited standing as well, because not the covenant. The mitzvah has to be done standing. The bracha, which is a birkas mitzvah, really also, should also be done standing as well. Fine. The Magen Avraham there, Simen Chesed Katan Aleph, has a very difficult question. There's a Mishnah in Chalav, the Gemara quotes in Brachas, and Chavdala Ben Aleph. When a woman wants to be Makrish Chalav, she has no clothes, the Gemara writes, she sits in the ground and puts herself in the dirt to cover herself, and then she can recite the Bracha. You see, slam dunk that what? That the Bracha can be recited sitting. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Mechaber. Please get it. Beautiful Kasha, Shtarka, the key is Kasha. Magen Avraham asks on the Mechaber. How could it be? So what's the pshat? So the Magen Avraham says the following chiluk. He wants to say that a frosh chawa is what we call a matir, not a mitzvah. It changes the status that now it's what? Now it's considered to be what permissible to eat from. It's very much like the concept of shechita. There's a big machlokes like Rabbi Rival with a shechita. It's a mitzvah now, it's just a matir. A woman going to the mikveh is a matir, mitzvah tahorah. Is it a mitzvah or a matter? The question is the bracha on chawa. The bracha on chawa, is that a birkas a mitzvah or is that a birkas what? Shevach v'hodah. Well, if it's a birkas a mitzvah, obviously you're assuming a brush of chawa is a mitzvah. If you assume it's just a matter, then the bracha you're saying is what? A birkas what? Shevach v'hodah. It's simply not a bracha on a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham answers and says, don't ask me a kasha from that Mishnah Chawa that the Gemara quotes in Brachas, because that Mishnah Chawa is talking about Chawa, which is not a mitzvah. Sitzis is a mitzvah. Therefore, it's a Birkas a mitzvah. Birkas a mitzvah, you must stand. Birkas Shevach V'hodah, writes the Magen Avraham, you don't have to stand. Okay. You can sit. Because Chawa is just a matter. So the Bracha you're saying is a Birkas Shevach V'hodah. Then a Chalos change. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Oh, that's what the Magen Avraham writes. One sec, Michael. Oh. So based on this, okay, let's see now the next line, okay, because we're going to go into it more tomorrow, okay? Let's see now. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Eitan, please. Okay? Go ahead, please. Then we got to go to Halachas. Go ahead. Did you see the Gemara there? You know what? Let's take a look at the Gemara. I gave it to you. Let's take a look at Sadi Dalit Amid Aleph. Okay? Let's just look at the Gemara. Take a look. This Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, appears three places in Shas. Brachos Memhei, Sanhedrin Dafov, and in Bava Kamma Sadi Dalit. Okay? Take a look at Sadi Dalit. Okay? Go ahead.
Tanya?
Yeah, Desanya. About eight lines up from the top. Go ahead. If a guy steals a saw of wheat, he grinds it, he kneads it, he lofa, he bakes it. And he's mafresh mimenu chala. How do you say the bracha? This is not a bracha, it's despicable to say such a bracha. Go ahead. And upon this, one who's despicable, birech needs Hashem. Someone who cuts such bread is despicable to Hashem and says a bracha. So the Pharish and Gemara. Okay? Three places in Shas. For our purposes, what this Gemara shows is the following. Please get it. The Gemara wants to prove that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Shinui is what? Not Konan. Because the Gemara says if you steal wheat, you don't say a bracha on a frosh chawa of the Issa that you made from it. Now, if Yehush was Kona, why not what? Please get it. Why not say a bracha? Gemara wants to prove slam dunk that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Yehush is what? Yehush is not Kona. Because why, if it was Kona, why can't he say a bracha? Must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Yehush is what? That Shinui is not Kona. Now, correct, David? Then how does the Gemara slug it up? The Gemara slugs it up over there and says what? Go down. Go back to the Gemara there, please. Right? You see the bottom toast inside of Dal Dimamasko Mirchu? Right next to that in the Gemara. Vadkan. Just read that line. Next to Mirchu. Vadkan. Vadkan. Go ahead.
Vadkan. Lo ka'amar lozer ben Yaakov. Hosam elo le'inyan bracha. Mishum da habele mitzvah ba'ba'vera.
Excellent. The Gemara slugs it up and says, no, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov might hold it Shinui is Kona. The only difference is that the only reason why we don't let him say a bracha is because of what? Mitzvah, haba, ba'avera. What do you see black and white from this Gemara? That mitzvah, ba'avera is being said what? After the kinyan is made. That's against who shita? The reed. This Gemara is black and white against the reed. The Gemara is saying mitzvah, ba'avera after you've been koneh. Shinui is Kona. You stole the wheat and you did a shinui. You made it into flour. You baked the thing. Shinui was done a long time ago. Why can't you say the bracha of the mitzvah of Babavera? You see the mitzvah of Babavera said after you Kona. Slam dunk against the reed. Go back to the Tosos, please. Go ahead. Baha what? Back to our Tosos. Go ahead. Just two more lines, okay? And then we can go ahead. Ah, the Dachi Lahasam. The Gemara slugs up and says what? Maybe it was Yaakov. You can hold Shinui's Kona. Go ahead. Ah, I forgot the Kona Kona Lachem. Period. Kasha on himself. Yes? Go ahead. What does he answer? Ah, because there's a shadow of a brachal of a toller. Rambam says a brachal of a toller over Lotisa, the third of the Ten Commandments. Seres Adibris. Titus Rosh Hashanah says, Mrs. Rabbanah, but even though it's Mrs. Rabbanah, it's a bad thing. So by brachas, it's special. Brachas are special. Brachas are special. Even though with your kona there's no mitzvah b'avera, write another thing on the reed. Kutzmi bracha. Kutzmi bracha, sheyesh what? Sheyesh. A dying mitzvah b'avera. Because of what? The concern of what? Yesh a dying mitzvah b'avera. Because the concern of what? Saying a bracha levat Allah. That's the answer that he gives. Amazing. Go ahead, Inami.
Inami.
Go ahead.
Inami, hasam dachui ba'amahu.
Dichui ba'amahu. Stop there. Just a slug up. What does it mean it's just a slug up? The Gemara didn't mean to say what? Slugging up. Just a slug up ba'amahu. It's just not a raya that he holds that Shinui's not cunning. There's
whenever you have a proof in Shas, Gemara slugs it up. Doesn't mean when you slug it up you say completely the opposite. Gemara was just slugging it up. Wasn't saying that Shinui's mamish kona, and the only reason why it's a problem is Gemara's just saying you have no ironclad raya. So therefore, the Reed would say that Gemara's not a kash against me. Those are the two answers the Reed gives. Oh, that's why Ari, I gave you that Rambam yesterday. That's why I gave you that Rambam yesterday. Okay, let's just mention this Rambam, then we got to go to Halach. What was the Rambam we said yesterday in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah? What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah? What did he say? The two Rambams, okay? Please get this. Okay? What would Rabbeinu Tam say from this Gemara? What would Rabbeinu Tam say from this Gemara? It is mitzvah baba there. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can say mitzvah baba there after what?
After you count it.
Gemara's a raya brewer, Rabbeinu Tam. The Reed's got to stand on his head and say a shot.
Yes? The Reed says a special din nichos brachas. The Rav Zatzal wanted to say the Rambam holds like the Reed. It's a special type of genre of mitzvah b'avera in brachas. Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachas, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Tes. Please get it. Anyone who eats treif, whether it's mezer or shogeg, you never say a bracha rishon or a bracha achrona. The Rambam argues, Harei Nedeh, Harei Nedeh.
Rav says you say a bracha before and afterwards. Bracha and trace is a machlokes Rambam Rav.
Why does the Rambam say you don't eat it? You don't say a bracha? Why? Because when you deal with a mitzvah, baba, veira, because the Mishnah says, "Botzei abirach niyitz Hashem," the abirach is mafkir the bracha. Not just if what? Not just the gazul in what Pinchas, the chafzah, but what? But there's a special type of mitzvah, baba, veira, the five brachas.
You never say a bracha on something that's bad.
Not just the chafzah stolen. Anything that's usher about the food. Brachas can never be on something that's a neighbor's. It's like Tyson Brachasim and Ham and Owl, Jamaskoko, says you don't say Brikas Amazon on Machalas Asuris. You cannot say a brach on something that's usher. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin. You know what? Matzah is like Brachas.
Could be Bracha. Also, I'm going to write down Rambam, please write this down. Rambam is like the sheath of the reed in his brachas, and he says not only bracha, matzah as well. Because what does the Rambam say when it comes to matzah?
When it comes to matzah and lel seder, what does he say? You're not yotz with matzah that has an isser in it. Whether it's tevel, whether it's b'shar rishon, they had no truma taken off, or it's stolen. And what's the klal? If you could say berkas amazon on it, avi, then you can be yotz matzah and lel seder. You cannot say Birkas HaMozen on it, then you cannot be Yotze Matzah on Lo Seder. It's Haba HaTalya. What's the Rambam doing? The Rambam is equating Matzah with what? What's the Rambam equating? Huh? He's equating Matzah and Brachas. There's something special about Matzah as well. And therefore, by Matzah and Brachas, it's different than all other mitzvahs. And therefore, that's why the Gemara Mesachim and Laman Heyambe, the special drushes that possible mitzvahs that are usher to eat. We don't rely on the regular din of mitzvah, baba, veira. The Gemara has to dig up special drushes to usher matzah of what? Of things that are usher, like tevel, because there's a special type of mitzvah, baba, veira, that is outside. The recess mitzvah, baba, veira, is evaporates once yossi, you make a what? You make a kinyan. When it comes to brachas and matzah, it still lurks, still lingers. And therefore, we will still say mitzvah ba'aver. But that's why the Gemara digs up special drushes, because not the generic thing of mitzvah ba'aver. That's why our answer we wanted to hold on this Rambam until today. Something special about the bracha. So it comes out that the Rambam will side with the re on this issue, but it comes out that what? That it's a special din of those brachas, and that's what the Rav wanted to say. The Rambam holds like the re. Oh, so we're up to here in the Tosfos now, okay? Tomorrow I want to finish the second half, and I want to try to attempt to answer each other's rayas, the reading the Rabbeinu Tam, and also to focus more on that Gemara. This is what I want to get, please. More on that Gemara about the challah. Is challah a mitzvah? Oh, matzah. If it's a mitzvah, then it's a birkas a mitzvah. If it's a matzah, it's a birkas shevach ha'odah. So that's what we'll do tomorrow, Bishop. Finish up the test and focus more on that Gemara and that Tzadi Dalit. Okay, let's close with our look. We know we started all the dinim Masvah Ruach, but there's a few dinim that I want to also mention today as well. Oh. You have a suffix whether you said Masvah Ruach or Nagashim. What's the din? The Ramah writes, as Avi just pointed out, you have 30 days. Let me give you the exact Maramakom of the Ramah. Okay? You have 30 days. Okay? You have 30 days. But I want to point out that Mr. Brura points out Halacha L'maaseh the following Chiddush. Okay? He points out from the Sefer Moruksiyah the following. Okay? Points out from the Sefer Moruksiyah the following. If you have a suffix immediately after you, in the Magen Geburah, you have a suffix immediately after davening, then you got to go back within 30 days. If you have the suffix 2-3 hours later, that's called a hirhur, not called a suffix, and we assume you said it. That's why it's better always to use a sitter. You should always try to use a sitter. Very important. Because many times you look at a sitter, you can remember, I definitely said it. So Mr. Brewer says, if it's after a long amount of time, we call that a hirhur. Mr. Brewer's in Sifkot and Lamed Ches, the shame the more oxy of a mugging gibur. Okay. Fine. One second.
What is the basis of the Ramah all about within 30 days? Why is it 30 days?
Oh. So Ramah writes in Sif Ches the following din. Okay? Ramah writes in Sif Ches the following din. This simon that we're discussing is Kuf Yud Dalet, we said. Okay? Sif Ches the Ramah writes, 30 days, we assume that what it establishes what? A hergel, a habit. Dover Ragil. Now, Mr. Bruce says, is it Dafka 30 days or 90 times?
Because if you think about it, you Daven Musub, how many Shmoneser do you do in a day?
In a week, let's say. 7 days in a week. Six to the seven, you only do three. So that's what? 6 times 3 is 18, right?
On Shabbos, you do 4, 22. So you have 22 times that you say it.
Okay. Right, and let's say you're diving for the Omud. You say it again. So that's what I want to point out here. Many Achronim say it's lav dafka 30 days, but as long as it's what is considered to be what? 90 tefillos. Therefore, it creates a davar ragil. That's what many Achronim say. However, the Vilna Gaon writes it's totally in 30 days, bein lahako, bein lahachmer. Mr. Bruce says, Lamaisa, we follow this? Yes. You should be suffik lahako, because of suffik brachos lahako. We don't want to risk being over brachos lahako, we just mentioned from the Rambam, you're over nisidi rice. Okay? That's a very important kiddush that I wanted to point out. Okay?
Now we would assume that we're talking about, number one, that it's a difference between a suffik and a hirhur, it's an immediate suffik, and number two, that we could be make a what? That 90 times could be covered within 30 days as well. Especially if you daven in the oven.
Now the Taz writes, if you are shogeg or poshe on 1 day or two from the 30 days and don't daven at all, it doesn't mess up the chazakah. He says you don't have to be mashlim. As long as it's 30 days, he says. Even if you miss a day or two within the 30 days, no big deal, he says. However, many argue on this, Machsha Shekel, the Maimer Mordechai, the Dibichaim, argue on this Taz, and they say, what? What are you talking about? You should have to be mashmal. It's not a magic number, 30 days. It's a great 90 times. If a guy was sick and didn't daven, you have to be mashmal for it. Now, there are some that have certain yeshivas have a minute to sing Mashav Ruach 90 times on Shmini Atzeres. When I went to high school in Skopje Yeshiva, they had a minute to do that. That establishes a chazaka. So is that correct or not? Many Achronim disagree with it, because not in the context of davening. So just because you sing it and say it, it's really meaningless, because it wasn't done in the context of Shemoneh Esrei, but some are, many posts are making. Now, there is a Rebbe Akiva Eger we should know. Once you get this Rebbe Akiva Eger, and then he points out Sarachim. He wants to say a stunning Chiddush, Rebbe Akiva Eger. If you miss Mashiv Arulah Hamor Nagashim on Friday night, he wants to claim maybe you don't have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because in Magen Avos, which is the composite what? Shemoneh Esrei, you know how you repeat Magen Avos? That's why it's very important, Mr. Bruce says. The Chazan must say Magen Avos out loud. What's the point of Magen Avos? To be most of those people that are not of the king. So it's very wrong if the Chazan picks it up with the Lokeinu Lokei Avosenu, the Saving Nuchasenu. Because the whole point of Magen Avos, the Chazan should say it out loud himself after the Tzibur said in order to be most of those that don't know how to say it. Very critical. If you're ever a chazan, you must repeat Magen Avos yourself. That's the composite. It's like Havinenu. We're all familiar with what Havinenu is. What is Havinenu? What is the Gemara saying about Havinenu? It says in the Shulchan Aruch. God doesn't have enough time to finish Minche or Chakras. What do you do? Say Havinenu. What is Havinenu? I can't hear you. Well, that's Baruch Hashem Le'olam. But what's Havinenu if you don't have enough time? You could, in theory, if it's dangerous, you could say it there. What do you say short? You say only one bracha or what? A lot of people make this mistake. No, you say the first three and the last three. The middle ones are combined into Havinenu. Shemaya Tefillah. A lot of people don't know that, but it's a very similar. Like that. You have to say the first three just composite all and it's our Shemaya Tefillah at the end. So just like Avinenu is a composite, which we rarely ever say, only if you're in bad straits, right? Then there's something called a tefillah katzara, which is what? You say one line, tefillah sam katzara kam meruvin. That's in Shulchan Aruch as well. If you're in a dire situation, you're afraid you're going to get killed, and you can't daven minchas, so you say that one line. But do you have to daven meyer twice? Yes. Please get it down. But if you said havineinu, you're yotzei. You don't say meyer twice. There's three levels. Full shmon esrei, havineinu, which just combines the middle, and tefillah katzara. Okay? Up. So the Magen Avos and Fadi Lehi is a composite of it. Do you say anything about Mashiach Ruach there? No. So the Kidegar has a Kiddush, maybe you don't have to preach one of us, and this is Sarachim. Now, I don't think we rely on that on all vices. Actually, I don't know, because we cannot say it's Tzvilus Nadava on Shabbos. Who was during the week to say it's Tzvilus Nadava? What's it's Tzvilus Nadava? You're Machadish Bodover. You have to ask Hashem something new, and Shomei Tzvili. You haven't asked in a long time. You can't do it Tzvilus Nadava on Shabbos. So I don't know what to do in this Halacha Mitzvah. I got to think about it more. I have to think about it more. What would we do? Give this question real fine night. Lie to me, Kibbe Hager? Maybe I would tell the guy if he asked me before, listen to Magen Avos real good. And you'd be yoitzer through that. Maybe. Because you can't do it through the Nadava. Oh. So that's the Kiddush we wanted to point out. Okay, according to Kibbe Hager. The last Nakuda that I want to mention now, okay? Last Nakuda I want to mention is the following, okay? What's the din on Shmini Atzeres morning? Okay? Someone comes late to Beit HaKnesses on Shmini Atzeres, and they finished Musaf already. Because there are Shashas. And he hasn't even davened Shachris. What do you do? Does he say Mor Mashem Ruch Baruch Hashem in his Shachris? Because normally Minhag Hashem you don't, right? Smart also. What do you do? So the Chuvish Shele Sholom, Ma'adurit Yinyon Asol Simikuf Tzadi Zayin, and the Chuvish Torah Yikusiyah, Paskin, you're mechuyev to mention more Nagashim in Shachris as well. However, the Sharim Mitzvah about Loche says from the Magen Avraham and the Bir Aloche, it's mashma you don't mention it ever in Shachris. That's a very interesting shaila. Very interesting, because everyone else's watch said it, not you. Machloikis, but seemingly we go like the Magen Avraham and the Bir Aloche that you would what? That you would never say it, never say it. You would never say it. That's the pashtus. And as an extension to this, and we have to finish up the Shemitz Benoch, we didn't do, we have to do another time. Someone's diving at home on Shmini Atzeres. Does he mention Geshem and Tzilus Musaf? Because he didn't hear the announcement. Is he sick or is he honest? What's the din? You're never supposed to daven before the Tzibur. You should always, if you're sick, God forbid, you should try to gauge when the Tzibur is diving and you're diving at that same time. That's what he says. But it's also to mention Mashiach Baruch until the Shah says it. So what's the din? As long as you know that the Shah has said it, then you can mention it yourself. Even though you didn't hear it yourself, you can mention it. That would also be Shah for someone who what? Someone who's davening Nusach Svar. What is Nusach Svar, we said? What is davening Nusach Svar? You're in the Ashkenazic Shul and you're Nusach Svar. What do you do? Nusach Svar generally waits till what? Till Mincha for the private guy to start saying. So they heard it, right? Nusach Asher, he said that what? The Gabbai announces it. You're Nusach Svar, you hear the Gabbai announce it. Once you hear the Gabbai announce it, you also say it. Okay? Alright, very good. We'll stop here. Chazer over the Tzitzkab. Oh, did you have made this? I made it. Now, does everyone have to announce now? Because I'd like to have Mincha.